Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Pavin Smith high in the air to right. He got enough. That ball is going to splash down. Pavin to the pool. And the next pitch to Josh Naylor will also leave. Back-to-back pitches. And the Diamondbacks have exploded in this fifth inning.
Right now, like you said, it's getting hit, but, you know, I still feel like I'm putting it in good locations. And, you know, sometimes they don't get hit, and sometimes they do get hit. And just knowing when to mask it behind some other stuff.
Not really. I mean, it's a new year. We all came in with a new mindset and coming into the year. And we all prepared for the season, and you know, we got a lot of games left.
This wasn't our best road trip. We didn't catch a lot of breaks. We need to pitch better out of the rotation, also, to give our guys an opportunity. But we need to be—we should be scoring more runs than we are, and we need to have more competitive at bats.
Well, that's Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager. That was yesterday afternoon in Arizona, stating the obvious: this team needs to play better. As they have an unsuccessful road trip. They get blown out yesterday. See, I'm measuring my words because I don't want to fire the cannons off right out of the gate. Ryan Ripken, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ryan is in for Vinny today and tomorrow. And, of course, every Friday, it's Ripping It with Rip. Ripping It with Ryan. I'll get that right sooner or later. So Ryan Ripken is here. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Look, and I'm usually a rational thinker. I used to be irrational for many, many years. But when it comes to sports especially, there are bigger picture scenarios out there. But still, you want your teams to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And when they fail over the course of nine innings, yes, I'm bleep this, bleep that, he sucks, this guy. And then you wait, you get a couple minutes to reflect, and then you go, all right, let's assess the 27 outs, and then we'll come to some sort of a conclusion about an individual game. But we're 13 games into this season, and we'll start with the pitching, Ryan. We knew that was going to be a problem, or a concern, shall we say. You lost Corbin Burnes, and we'll talk about him because you talked to him. And we're going to have some of that for you later in the show. You knew it was a concern. Then it got more concerning when Grayson Rodriguez went down in spring training. Because I'm talking like mid-February here. Well, you got Eflin, you have Grayson. You know, you signed Morton. You like Povich. Sagano, you don't really know what you're getting, but he was successful in Japan. Grayson goes down, then it's like, okay. Well, Morton's quality pitcher, great postseason track record. Concern I had, 41. how many tosses are left in that right arm of his. And Epling got off to the fabulous start to the season. Now he's done. Sagano goes tomorrow, weather permitting. Povich, who's, look, he got him through six, but gave up 13 hits. Defense didn't do him any favors in Kansas City. You know, Ryan Ripken, we knew starting pitching was going to be somewhat of an ish question mark. And that was like the one thing that the experts had with your, can they, do they have somebody to replace Burns? Can they get people out? And we're 13 games in now, minus the one guy that you could count on. Or what DEFCON level are we at here on April the 10th?
Oh, man. This is the conversation I wanted to hop into this morning, right, Bob? But we need to talk about it because I do understand why the last 2 years, the Orioles really won most of their series. I know we saw the last 2024, the last 3 months or so, but granted at that time, injuries piled up and a lot of the young players faced adversity. But let's go back to the pitching side for a moment. The Orioles on the starting staff, you kind of knew it was going to be the weakness going in. That's not taking a shot at any of the guys, but just look how the roster's constructed. You don't have Kyle Bradish, who isn't a top, in my opinion, he's healthy, Bob. He's a top five pitcher in the American League. Grayson Rodriguez has the ceiling to be a top five, but let's put him in the top 15. Zach Eflin was the one anchor you needed. Now he's down. And the problem now is you have just other question marks around the team. You mentioned Charlie Morton. Look, Charlie Morton had his best outing of the season last start, but it still wasn't a great outing, but it was the best one he had. And you're going to have to ride with him whether you like it or not because of the circumstances. You don't have the guys. The one issue that I have is you are going to have to put a lot of pressure on some of these other guys that are not proven at the big league level. So Sagano, I actually feel pretty good with him. I think that he bounced back really well in Kansas City, and he showed you why he came over here. But Cade Povich is still a young pitcher. You know, then you're looking at Dean Kramer that has historically not gotten off to fast starts, and we saw it again last night. So the bigger issue for me is that the starters can't go deep in the games. The bullpen, which is supposed to be a strength, and take out two pitchers here. And Selby got rocked a little bit, but Perez?
Yeah.
The bullpen's pitched pretty well.
Yeah, sub-2 earn run average other than CNL going into yesterday's game.
Exactly. But the problem's going to be is if this starting rotation can't get deeper into games, and you got to play from behind, the pressure's going to mount on a lot of guys that are still trying to understand what it means to be a big leaguer. And that doesn't come just instantly. You're going to need help getting to that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But let me ask you this. You mentioned Bradish and Grayson. Mm-hmm. And I hearken back to the good old days of 2023.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to during the whip. Second half of that season. 5 lowest ERAs in baseball. Second half. Starting pitcher. Grayson Rodriguez. Kyle Bradish. Corbin Burns.
Mm-hmm.
Then with Milwaukee. And we thought that was kind of going to be the 2024 calling card for the Orioles. And then Bradish and Grayson got hurt. So if I want to look at a silver lining, perhaps.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When do we expect Grayson back? Kyle Bradish, they're assuming his rehab is going the way they had hoped, but to the point where he comes in, rips off the old Clark Kent jacket, the Superman jersey, and saves you in September, in October. I don't know, dude. I'm not feeling that level of optimism.
Well, this is the reality here in baseball. You can look at different facets of the game, okay? You have to be dominant, and I mean really dominant in one thing. Let's go back to the Rangers who won the World Series in 23 for a second. The Rangers' offense was dominant. Their bullpen, not so dominant. Their starting staff lost to DeGrom. They had issues even when they traded for Scherzer. He goes down until the playoffs, but when they were healthy, their offense was lethal. Carried them to the World Series when they got healthy. Yes, and their pitching was better, but that offense was lethal. If you don't have something that's so dominant, you got to have two things that are your foundation. And for the Orioles, for this team, if it's not going to be your starting pitching, because we're already X-ing that off.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
Your three other facets, it's going to be your position players, which is going to include hitting and defense. That's why I'm saying two. And then your bullpen has to be rock solid. Bullpen's being rock solid right now. I got to give them credit. They're being rock solid. But then the offense and even the defense, I mean, they're not playing very fundamentally right now either. So if they're not being very good at the two other elements that you need them to be good at, that's why you're going to lose to better teams like Boston, Arizona. These teams are going to compete the rest of the year. Kansas City. But if you don't play to a higher level with your other strengths that you need to have, you're going to find yourself losing games. But I'm the optimist here. We're going to find out more about this team in a month. But for right now, that's why they're dropping these games.
Well, they stink. I mean, their best game right now, the best game they played all year was Monday. Nolan, get in here because Nolan's percolating. But you mentioned the smarts of the team, and they've been it's a team that fundamentally they're as sound as any in baseball for the most part. I mean, O'Hearn getting tossed at second on the pass ball. I mean, it just takes them out of an inning, and they can't get the clutch hit, and it's just they don't seem to be playing with baseball IQ that we've come to accept and expect the last couple of years here, going back to second half of 22.
Right. They don't resemble a playoff team. They don't resemble, right now, a World Series contender, which is what the front office would view themselves as, but they don't resemble it right now. And blame goes all around. You know, there's no one area that you can point to and say, well, that's the reason they're losing. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that, well, it's Brandon Hyde's fault, or it's Mike Elias's fault, or it's the lineup. It's everything. Everyone's got to get it together. And they're not in good shape. And the outlook isn't good. It's the reality of the situation. I don't care if you're 5-8, other teams out there are off to slow starts. It's not just the record. It's the outlook. You don't even have a fifth starter right now. They don't have pitching. They don't have what they need to be competitive. And, they can add at the deadline. They can add people later on. Well, you got to get there first. You got 3 months until we get there. Right now, they're not even going to be 500 by the time they get to the deadline. So, this is overreaction, this, that. I'm watching this team. I saw a lifeless team yesterday. I saw their faces in the dugout after the game. They're done. And in the next couple months, I think everything you need to know about this team is going to be revealed this weekend against Toronto. If they wilt and they lose this series, full-on panic button.
Wow.
It's done.
What do you think, Ryan Ripken? Now, people say Nolan doesn't show any emotion. Well, that's like Sam Kinison compared to what he normally does. But that's a guy that's ready to stick a fork in him, and we're not even at the Easter holiday yet.
I got a little scared in here. I felt Nolan's piercing eyes. I wanted to hide
through that window
through
right
the
now.
Window. But
he's the one that's going to snap when it's awesome.
But you know what, Nolan? You're not the only one that feels this way in Baltimore, right? Like, I've heard social media, if you're surprised about this, Bob, there's a lot of other comments of serious panic and worry, and because you're looking at it, and I get it, right? Who is going to be that guy? Is Kyle Gibson, who I know is going to make the start today down in Norfolk in the rehab, can he come and help this team in more ways than one? Because he was a big part in the clubhouse, but they need him on the field. But the problem is, what people are wondering is it going to get better? And I said this even earlier, and we talked about, again, those parts. The big part of the position player side, your young guys, they got to step up and be your studs. If your offense is going to be your force, you're going to have to step up. And it doesn't help that Gunnar Henderson didn't have a spring training. I can tell you that right now. Gunnar looks as frustrated as everybody right now out there playing. So we'll see what happens. But Nolan, you're not the only one feeling that way in Baltimore. But I think over the next 30 days, we're really going to see if this Baltimore Orioles team can turn it around, or they might have different reservations as we move into the summer.
Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Vinny and Haney. Vinny's in St. Louis. Charlie's team, Penn State, playing in the Frozen Four. And obviously, we'll keep you up to date on how that goes over the next couple of days. They play tonight. But if you want to vent about the Orioles, we're listening. Hey, if you want to talk us off, I haven't even started to vent, by the way. If you want to get us off the ledge, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. It's Total Request Thursday. That means you pick a song, we'll play it here on the Fan.